There's no doubt about it. The basic images, the basic vocabulary of the Christian tradition is the same as the basic vocabulary of all the great religions. Inflected, however, in terms of a European experience. When the Spaniards arrived first in Mexico, they were astounded to find that the Aztecs had all of the seven sacraments: baptism, confirmation, holy orders, holy Eucharist, matrimony, extreme unction, the whole lot. Also, there was a deity, Quetzalcoatl, who was associated with a virgin birth, death and resurrection, a cross, and they thought that the devil was throwing up mockeries of their religion to frustrate the mission. Going from there, you'd go to Polynesia, you'd go to Africa, you can find the whole thing. This dawned on me as a very small boy when I became interested in American Indian mythology. I became interested because Buffalo Bill used to come to New York every year with a whole tribe of Indians, and it was very exciting to a little boy. And my mother didn't know that this finally was not going to be an innocent occupation on my part, reading about these American Indian myths. But I was being brought up by the nuns in a Catholic school, and I knew all about, although I didn't know what they meant, virgin births and all that sort of thing. And then, by golly, I began finding them in the American Indian myths. And there we were again. Oh, there we were for the first time, as far as I was concerned. Then the thing comes all over the world. Carl Jung, in his psychology, has called these basic forms the archetypes of the unconscious. We all have two levels in our psyche. One, the level of our personal life, the personal accidents of our life, which Jung calls the personal unconscious. And that corresponds to the Freudian unconscious. But deeper than that, antecedent to that, are the psychological structures that are functions of our biology. We all have human bodies, and the human bodies have the same organs, and these organs include this wonderful brain up here with its potentials and so forth, and the heart. And all of this is part and parcel of our being, so that we can experience imagery in terms of our human as well as in terms of our particular personal and national and provincial consciousness. And what the myths do is open us to that great wider sphere.